of those first few charnel house years. But all of this is of scant interest. Your rules will be as entrenched as a redneck sheriff in rural Georgia way back when. I suggest, Ryan, that we simply make our excuses and leave this place.
Sounds good to me. Are we going, Ryan?
It was the young hunchback who shouted the first objection.
An old man, a black witch, and a one-eyed outlander make the decisions here, do they, Yorin Torildsen?
Some of the Vikings began to shuffle forward, their initial fear of Mildred forgotten.
She must burn, Outlander, and you and the others will remain here. One way or another, that is how it will be.
Burn? Shit, give me a gun and I'll show you some burning.
Ryan caught JB's eye and nodded imperceptibly. It had gone past talking, now it was down to shooting first. His finger caressed the narrow trigger of the pistol. Like Trader said, it was always best to get in the first bullet.
Yeah, hell, why not? What about trial by combat? Or are you afraid of the Black Witch of Death?
You who were ordered to keep silent.
You order me? Those days are over.
She speaks sooth.
And will you champion the black slut, Sigurd?
Quiet, Odo. You know that it must be one of her own. Outlander.
The Baron looked at Ryan.
It is true that our laws in Markland make it possible for the... for her to have someone to defend her right to live. Will you take up that challenge for her?
Yeah.
Mildred shook her head.
Screw that! Just let me borrow that pretty little handgun of yours, Ryan, and I'll give the yellow-haired son of a bitch one through the forehead.
Wait. See what kind of rules they come up with. Might not just be who can get nearest to the center of the target. Killing's like a lot of things, Mildred. It's a craft that you have to learn.
The Baron of the Ville smiled.
Not blasters. Our champion selects the weapon and the grounds for the challenge.
Don't take fucking chances.
Ryan waited. Over the years, he'd come across an occasional duel, generally over a woman, or drugs. There'd been two stoops up near the northwest coast, logging country, who sat on adjacent identical branches, 80 feet up on a ponderosa pine. Each started sawing on the other's branch at the same point, and finished sawing through at the same moment. There'd been a skinny little kid in some pestle gaudy house near a desert hotspot someplace. He'd been challenged by a big bounty hunter to fight, and the kid picked pool balls from the length of a table. The big man laughed at that. The kid wiped him away with his first shot. An eight ball between the eyes, with a vicious snap of the wrist. Ryan could still see the look of shock in the dead man's eyes as he went down.
I'm the champion of the Ville of Markland, and Sharptooth here is my chosen weapon. We shall fight on the shore of the water. To the death, Outlander.
Somehow, Ryan had guessed that it would be the slightly built Odo Crookback who would stand against them. Despite his physical disability, the young man was light on his feet, the narrow sword in his hand dancing and darting in the crimson glow of the pine fire.
Swords! We don't have a sword, Yorin.
We shall be happy to give one to you to fight against our champion. If you lose, then you will be dead, and she will also die on the stake.
Sure.
Mildred watched him, biting her lip.
This is bad, Ryan. Why not just shoot them and run for it? We'd have a better chance than trying to sword fight against the little weasel.
JB knows that if I go down, or look like I'm going down, he'll open up with the automatic rifle. That's when we move.
But that guy looks like he could be really good with a sword.
Yeah, but I have to go.
Theophilus Algernon Tanner, master of foil, epee, and saber, at your service, Ryan.
Doc waved his ebony cane.
I shall fight the troglodyte.
There was a brief but bitter argument among the Vikings when Ryan announced that Doc Tanner would be the champion for the life of Mildred Wyeth. The Baron led his men to the far end of the longhouse for a degree of privacy, but Ryan and the rest couldn't fail to hear the raised voices or see the clenched fists. It was noticeable that Odo Crookback took no part in the discussion. He sat alone on a scarred table, swinging his feet and tapping the point of his sword against the earth floor. Yorin came back. The rest of the Norsemen clustered behind him.
We think that the old man should not fight in this matter.
I happen to disagree, and I think that the old man should fight in this matter.
Well enough. I cannot and will not stop you, But Odo is the best swordsman in this steading. He will cut the old one to pieces. There will be no quarter given.
And no quarter will be asked for.
You'll borrow a sword, old man?
No, I shall use this.
Doc drew the slim blade of steel from its ebony lining, gripping it by the silver lion's head hilt.
Look at that.
Thoroldsen nodded.
Then let us to it.
The women and children were sent into the huts, and stray animals were safely penned. The boundaries of the fight were quickly set. A rough square was marked out on the beach that sloped gently down to the edge of the water. The perimeters were gouged in the shingled sand, about 20 paces along each side, and a large dying fire claimed the center. Doc was placed in one corner, and Odo stood light and easy in the opposite corner, so that the burning logs lay between them. Each man was allowed a second to assist him in his preparations. Odo had Sigurd Harefoot, and Doc asked Ryan to stand with him.
You sure you want to do this, Doc? I don't want to screw with your confidence, but...
I fenced at Harvard, and during my brief but pleasant sojourn at Oxford University. I was quite skilled, though I do say so myself.
This won't be a game, Doc.
I know it. There are times, too many, when my mind wanders from my control. But that doesn't mean that I am always a gull and a fool.
Tanner smiled, showing his peculiarly perfect teeth.
I rarely have the chance to pull my weight in this company, Ryan. Allow me this moment, will you?
Sure.
And if it goes badly, you must not interfere on my part. Promise me that.
Of course, Doc, I promise.
But it was a promise that Ryan hadn't the least intention of keeping. Doc discarded his frock coat, choosing to fight in his shirt. His pants were tucked into his cracked knee boots. Jack appeared for a moment in the corner of the fighting area.
Get your bastard face low to the sun, Doc. Blind fucker.
Thank you, Master Lauren, thank you. I shall endeavor to retain that advice as best I can during the coming duello.
Excuse me, Baron. Could you come here a second?
Certainly.
Any rules in this?
None, Outlander. Except that no man shall break the boundaries of this fight. Down is down, and down shall be dead.
Sure. Hear that, Doc? No rules. Anything goes, right?
There was a quick, nervous smile from the old man. He took several deep breaths, bending and flexing his knees.
Ready!
Ready!
May Odin aid my arm and speed Sharptooth to the belly of the Greybeard Outlander.
And may this blade, bloodsucker, drain your life, you disjointed lump of humanity.
I'll sever every joint in your body for that, you stinking heap of tripe.
The two men began to shuffle forward. There was a light wind from out of the east that raised small ripples on the limitless expanse of leaden water. Ryan stood close to the edge of the lake and noticed that his tiny rad counter was showing amber, warning of some middle power hotspot that was fairly close by. But the start of the fight distracted Ryan. Doc began to shuffle sideways, keeping a careful eye on the Viking on the far side of the fire. As Odo went left, Doc matched him, feeling for a footing, testing the ground. His sword hung loose from his hand, almost as if he'd forgotten he was holding it.
Go for him, Doc!
After a couple of minutes, there had been no contact at all between the two men. Ryan noticed that Odo shuffled a little, dragging his left leg, the same side as his dropped shoulder. Doc was moving slowly, breathing easily.
Must I chase you all the way to Valhalla, old man?
You hobble like some bottled spider. If you prefer it, I shall stand here and wait for you, my friend.
With spots of color standing out on his pale cheekbones, the Norseman rushed around the blazing logs to where Doc now stood his ground.
Ready, people?
Yeah.
Jack simply nodded his agreement.
Try again, young man.
Odo gripped the hilt of his sword as though it were a tool, shuffling around Doc, feinting at groin and throat. The older, taller man held the rapier as if it were a delicate musical instrument and ignored most of the false attacks.
Fight like a warrior, Greyhead!
Doc ignored the anonymous taunt, wisely fighting his own way, letting the younger man come to him, occasionally flicking away a tentative lunge with an almost contemptuous ease.
Is this your best, Baron? The man whose wound heals first relishes the jest most, One-Eye.
Odo tried again, feinting for the head, then closing in, dropping his point to try to hack at Doc's legs. It put the older man under pressure and drove him back toward the fire.
him!
For a moment, the combatants stood toe-to-toe, straining against each other, the metallic grating of sword against sword. As Ryan had feared, the young Norseman was stronger, fitter, and more used to fighting with steel. Slowly, Dot gave ground, unable to move away quickly because of the blazing logs at his back, unable to disengage his sword stick without giving Odo a clear opening to thrust at him from close range. The beach under their feet had harder patches of packed pebbles, interspersed with much softer areas of grayish sand. As he retreated, Doc's boot heels slithered into a soft patch, and he lost his balance. He fell backward and sprawled defenseless in the sand.
Ha! Farewell, champion!
The Sig Sauer was out of its holster, and Ryan's finger whitened on the trigger. Everyone's eyes were fixed to the frozen tableau. As Odo braced himself for the thrust that he intended would spit the old man through the chest, Doc's outstretched hand grasped a handful of the white dust that lay around the edges of the fire and heaved it into the young man's face. Odo staggered backward, his free hand rubbing furiously at his eyes.
Bastard! I can't see! I can't see!
Take him out, Doc!
Doc made it to his feet and advanced remorselessly on the blinded man.
No rules! You said no rules!
Odo waved his blade in a whirling mill of frantic defense, trying to hold Doc at bay. But the older man didn't rush in. He took his time, occasionally lifting his own rapier to flick at the other man's sword. Tears streamed down Odo's face, caking it.